Well, good morning and welcome to day 7 of 2020 Vision. We'll be in Psalms 29 today. In this busy and hectic world we live in, do you ever find yourself in need of peace? Well, let's begin by talking to the Father. Father God, life gets crazy sometimes. Well, most of the time. Or maybe it's just me that gets crazy. I know I need to slow down and enjoy this life that you gave me, but everything, everyone seems to scream for my attention, my affection. So I'm asking you to help me step aside from the screaming long enough to hear your still small voice. And I ask this in the name and the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus promised us peace that passes all understanding. Think about that. It's not our ability to understand that brings peace. Just to trust in the one that the peace comes from. Let me say that again. Peace that passes understanding means it's not our ability to understand that brings the peace, but our ability to trust in whom that peace will come from. And that's Jesus Christ. Today we're spending time with our Father in Psalm 29. Consider his promise of peace and then purpose to pursue that peace. In Jesus' name. I'll be back at the end to agree in prayer with you. Thanks.
Thank you.
That brings to a close the 20-minute devotional for Day 7 from Psalm 29. I hope that you're sensing even now the peace that passes all understanding. Peace is not a mental thing. Peace is something that God places deep within our hearts and our spirits when we take the time out of our schedules to spend time with Him. I think what you're going to find is this peace, these seeds of peace that you sow in the morning are going to sprout all day long, that you're going to find yourself at a state of peace when normally you'll be confounded. You would have been frustrated or flustered. And so I pray now that that will be the case. And let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. I thank you that the responsibility for the peace lies primarily with you, that I don't have to understand it, that it's not going to be something too complicated for me. It's not something I have to sit down and figure out. I just have to stop struggling and wrestling and just be quiet and still before you, and you will put that peace in my heart. And so I pray for all those listening this morning that your peace right now would just touch them and that would stay with them and abide with them throughout the day. In Jesus' name. If you've got to take off, God bless you. Have a great day. If not, there's a few more minutes of soundtrack to enjoy God's presence. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.